Welcome again to another video about trauma healing, communication and relationships. In the last videos, I outlined the core ideas and the knowledge that is necessary to transform our lives through relationships and through communicating in relationships. Now, I would like to explain a deeper understanding of the principle of healing with communication. The method I discovered or I created, I call floating. And what you see here is the core principle of my work. This is the core principle of the floating method. And this is, in fact, just dissolving projections. It is that simple. The suffering is only created by projecting things on other people. And why this is the cause and the result of the suffering, this I would like to explain in detail, and of course how to dissolve that, or how I work with people to dissolve that. First, it is important to understand where the suffering comes from. So, first point is suffering is the body reaction which follows the unconscious expectation of separation, which we do have experienced as a child. Projection. So, this is what we call projection. And projection means that we expect a certain behavior of the other that creates danger for us. So there are some things interlinked and connected. The most important thing is that projection is the expectation of an acting, of doing of the other that creates danger or even life threat for us. This is not conscious. We don't consciously think, now my partner will do something and my life is in danger. This is not the case. But the subconscious level, the body, is expecting that. And this is what creates the physical reaction from the autonomic nervous system. And that is what creates the actual suffering we have. But it is not apparent that this is a body reaction. It most of the time feels as if it is a psychological problem, as it is a psychological suffering and is caused by the other. This is how it appears. The other is the cause of my psychological suffering. This is how it appears, but it's not the truth. The truth is, in my nervous system are experiences of separation ingrained during childhood, which were dangerous for our life because we were dependent on our parents. And that is what we project on the other. And that is what creates the body reaction. And this is what creates the suffering. So actually, we project physical states. And if that is clear, it is also clear how we can dissolve that. So the second point, this physical reaction can be dissolved by ending the underlying projection. So the projection is something mental. It's the idea that has been built according to our experience of separation in childhood. And this can be formulated in words. So it's the mental level, actually, which is constantly coloring our experiences and our expectations, how life is, how relationships are, how the other reacts, and so on. So it's a mental construct which creates the suffering. And of course, this construct has nothing to do with reality anymore. It was the reality in our childhood, but it has nothing to do with the outside world today. So it's a complete unconscious illusion, but at the same time, it feels like the absolute truth of existence. Although it may be completely unconscious, it's more like a feeling. And if we are able to access this layer and we are able to say what we think about the world, about others, if we can really express the projection in words, then half of the way is done. Because that, what is conscious, what is visible, what is seen, has no power anymore. So this is the second step. And the third and last step is the projection can be let go by creating a real contact with the projection screen and communicating the projection itself, instead of trying to dissolve the suffering which is caused by it. So if we have found the projection and we can tell it in words, then the last step is to tell the one on which we project the projection itself. And then something new starts, because then the other can react on this idea. And of course, it is another human. It is not our parents in the childhood. So you hear something new. You always hear something different. You see and you hear that the idea, the projection you have, is not real. It is false, because the other will tell you something else. And even if that what you hear is very similar to your projection, it doesn't matter, because on the other side, at least in the work I do with the people who are there, you have a grown-up which is able to talk about his or her inner states. And this is different from your childhood. In the childhood, it was not possible to fully contact the parents. The parents had to go back to defense reactions, like I explained in the other videos, conflict attacking, creating distance or freezing. But in the floating work, there are two grown-ups which can communicate about their inner states. And even if there is hate and rage, they can communicate it. So there is no danger of acting it out. And with this communication, the whole story evaporates, because the system realizes that it's nonsense. The imprints from the outside are always stronger than these abstract ideas. The only way we can keep the projection alive is by not communicating them. So that's why I call it the main taboo. It's the main taboo of our life, and it can only be kept alive by not communicating it. This sounds very abstract. But it is basically easy from the idea, but it's not easy to really do it. Because if you do it, you face your deepest fear. And this can be like going through a death. Because your whole life has been built up around ignoring this aspect. It has been built up by not talking about this main idea you have about relationships and what's happening if you come close to another person and what he or she is doing then. This is the main taboo. And by not talking about that, you keep your childhood, the nightmare of your childhood, alive. Not really, but in your perception. So, for example, if you have experienced that in your childhood, your parents were not available. So, for example, you approach your parents and they were not available or even moved away. And if this has the main relational pattern that has been ingrained in your system, then you constantly live as a grown-up with the idea, if I create more closeliness, if I approach someone, he or she will move away. This can be completely unconscious. But as long as you don't tell exactly that, it will not be dissolved. So in floating, what I do is help people to access this mental pattern and to be able to tell it someone on which he projects that. And this can be that such a person looks in a group and sees someone who matches this pattern, and he or she will just tell it the other person. For example, like that. I have the idea that if I come closer to you, you will run away. Is that true? And then the other person can answer. And what we hear most of the time is, no, I'm interested in you. I have no problem with coming closer. I will not walk away. And then something completely new enters the nervous system. And if the person is willing to hear that and to let this in, he gets a completely new foundation of his self-perception, of his life, of his or her relationships, because this pattern control how we experience life. In fact, they are our life, because life is relationship, and how relationships are is created through the experiences in the first years of life with the parents. So if we change our relational pattern, we in fact change our life. And then what can be seen is that people really, really start to shine and smile and really getting alive. It's unbelievable. So I see that it's true. That it's true what I found out. And this work I found during groups in the beginning, when I started to work with people, I just saw what's going on, what's really going on, and that is that it is usually not addressed in any group. We do any groups about anything, like silent meditation, channeling, whatsoever. But the core of the suffering, the core of the relational pattern is not addressed. And of course, it's the main taboo. It's that what nobody wants to address, actually. We always want to dissolve the suffering that is created by it. So we run around it. But as soon as we dare to look at the core and communicate this core, we really get a new life. And this is true. I can see that in every group, in every floating group that I do. But for this work, you need a therapist. It is not such a good idea to do that alone, because you face your deepest fear and you need stability on the outside for that process, because there are two persons who approach their deepest fear with each other, and it is easier with a therapist. So I would not recommend to do that alone. If you want to do something alone, it's better to do the local group process. This is a safe process, and it is designed and created to do in groups without therapist or spiritual teacher.